T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:07 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thank you for tuning in. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nick's in here with me, and he's got this Johnny Fever light thing going on here with the lights.
Dig it, baby. Dig it.
Wow, man. Welcome back to the 70s, dude.
Woo! Woo!
So, yeah, we'll be playing some vintage Pink Floyd later on, man, and we'll be tripping out.
Woo!
We might be playing some Kid Rock later on. He's running for Senate. No, it looks like it's for real. I'm not kidding you. And he's going to try to take on Debbie Stabenow. And she was first elected in 2000. She's been around for a little bit. She's a Democrat. And he's going to run as a Republican, it looks like. Yeah. Senator Rock. Well, actually, it'd be Senator Richie. His real name is Robert Richie. But Kid Rock for Senate. Michigan. That would be huge. All right. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I've got a big one for you here. I do. You know, this Russia stuff's going. You've been watching the soap opera, playing along. Donald Jr., oh my gosh, he met with this attorney. She like came right from the Kremlin. You know what I mean? She's got like, yeah, USSR tattoos on her and stuff. No. So, you know the soap opera, right? But it's force-fed to us. We have to follow it. But listen to this. You ready for this? And I didn't even think of this. What was she doing in the country? And what I mean by that is, you know, it's not as easily to get visas and access as it used to be, and especially things are a little tenuous with Russia. So, yeah, that's been a little shaky. The Russian lawyer who penetrated Donald Trump's inner circle.
Who wrote that?
The Hill.
Oh, nice.
John Solomon and Jonathan Easley. Yeah. Penetrated the inner circle. Was initially cleared into the United States by President Obama's Justice Department. And this goes as high as Loretta Lynch. Because this was an out of the ordinary, meaning extraordinary, kind of a thing they did, not granting her a visa, but allowing her access to come into the country under the guise of some other legal thing that was taking place where her client was in trouble with the American government. So they let her in. This revelation means it was the Obama Justice Department that enabled the newest and most intriguing figure in the Russia-Trump investigation to enter the country without a visa. Later, a series of events between an intermediary for the attorney and the Trump campaign ultimately led to the controversy surrounding this president's oldest son. And Jared Kushner was there and Paul Manafort in this meeting, which apparently only lasted about 20 minutes. And just 5 days after that meeting at Trump Tower with Donald Jr., it seems that, and we're just going to call her Attorney Natalia, okay? Because that's easier than her last name. Attorney Natalia, and you know who I speak of. She showed up in Washington right after meeting with Trump, just days afterwards, in the front row of a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing on Russian policy. She also engaged in a pro-Russia lobbying campaign. So she really was there lobbying against this Magnitsky Act. This is the one where, you know, we have sanctions against some U.S., some Russian businesses doing business here, coming here, etc. And if you don't repeal that, then she can't get the repeal that she really wants, which is of the law that now does not allow Americans to adopt Russian babies. But I just think it's interesting that this had to go all the way to the top. Listen to this. In October, the government bypassed the normal visa process. Remember, Obama's the president at this time. They bypassed the normal visa process and gave a type of extraordinary permission to enter the country called immigration parole. That's a discretionary act that the statute allows the attorney general to do in extraordinary circumstances. This is not for Joe Scaboli coming in off, the streets of Rome. This goes on. This is a high level allowance, if you will. In this case, they say they did so that her client, this Mr. Katsiv, this Russian businessman, could testify. And they made further accommodation of allowing his Russian lawyer into the country. And, of course, that's lawyer Natalia. The prosecutor said justice was willing to allow the Russian lawyer to enter the United States again as the trial in the case approached so she could help prepare and attend the proceedings. The court record indicates the presiding judge asked the Justice Department to extend her immigration parole another week until he decided motions in the case. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New York confirmed Wednesday to The Hill that it let lawyer Natalia into the country on a grant of immigration parole from October 2015 to early January 2016. They could not immediately explain, however, how the Russian lawyer was still in the country in June for a meeting with Donald Trump Jr. Wow. So the plot thickens. For those of you who thought, I bet that meeting was a setup to begin with. Circle gets the square. It appears this may be exactly what has taken place. So, will the Democrats want more information in this area? Will the lefty media do their due diligence and start digging? No. I doubt it's going to happen. Look, they've got their agenda. They've got their focus. It's tying Russia to Donald Trump any way that they can. They're going to stick with that line. And it's interesting because there actually are other things going on in the world. But I watched CNN yesterday, Wolf Blitzer, but somebody was filling in for him. Anyway, I watched CNN for the first time in a while, and it was nothing but the Russia stuff, and it was all like retread over and over again. I mean, I think they recycled it within a 20-minute period. The same stuff over and over again. A panel saying the same gobbledygook. You know, collusion, connection. Absolutely ridiculous. But there are other things going on, and we're going to talk about them next, including Bastille Day. It's actually tomorrow, and the French celebrate that, clearly, because that was the day that the commoners, if you will, put a siege on the Bastille. And that led to a whole lot of freedoms for the French people. And you know what's odd? Guess who the guest of honor is? The much hated around the world, we can't stand him, President Donald J. Trump? That is correct. Details on that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. @6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of the headlines. Kid Rock is getting more serious about a possible run for Senate out of Michigan, taking on Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat that's been there for a while, since 2000. And then President Trump, well, guess what? He's in Paris this morning. A day ahead in some ways, I guess, of when he really needs to be there to help celebrate Bastille Day. And the, you know, part of the interesting thing here is he's a guest of honor. And Macron, the president there, I guess he is at odds with Trump when it has to do with global warming and stuff like that. But look, he's the guest of honor. So Donald Trump, is he loved or is he hated around the world? Because we're told by the lefty media, he's hated. He's hated by everybody with half a brain, of course. And Representative Steve Scalise, yep, the congressman who was shot, he has finally been transferred out of ICU. Wow. Talk about a tough journey he's been on. And apparently, he's still in serious condition, and he's being treated for an infection. It used to be you'd say, well, that's a no-brainer, that's easy. Yeah, infections are more complicated than they used to be. Tougher to deal with, tougher to stop. You know, we've built these kind of super bugs.
Or frankly, mm-hmm. he may have been dead 20 years ago, you know.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, yeah, this is a long road. And the spot that he got hit in his hip, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a place where you got all kinds of things happen. You're susceptible to infections. This was obviously more serious than it looked.
Yep. So anyway, Scalise was shifted to the ICU last week, had an additional surgery to help manage the infection. I mean, a surgery to deal with infection, that's, from what little I know about medical condition, that sounds, well, here's a medical term, that sounds kind of gnarly. There you go. Look that up in your PDR. Hey, before the infection developed, he had been upgraded to fair condition. He was moved out of ICU in late June. And they said he was, you know, ready for some healing, rehabilitation. It was like a new chapter. But then that setback, and that happens, unfortunately, often, far too often. Man, first signs of any kind of infection. If you've had any sort of surgery, don't delay. Get back. You know, if you're at home, oh, I don't know, there's kind of swelling and redness, a little bit of a fever. I'll get over it. No, don't take any chances. I'm not trying to scare you, just... some things you got to take serious, especially I'm talking to the guys. Yeah, we would just want to rub some dirt on it and get back in the game. That doesn't always work. Hold on. I've got a great story that, and I have to admit, ABC News reported the story. It was kind of hidden, but it's there. President Donald Trump has intervened to allow a group of Afghan girls entry into the U.S. to participate in an international robotics competition next week in D.C. You know, because of some existing and additional laws and visas and all that, where everything's been tightened up, some because of presidential order, they weren't going to be able to get in. Yeah, they were denied entry by the State Department initially, although they never gave a public reason as to why. Some are saying, oh, it's all because of Trump's travel ban executive order, but nobody has come out and said that, in fact, is true. But here's the bottom line. He got them to take another look at it, this State Department and Homeland Security. They got it reviewed, and they said, okay. And it's just a very short little visa that they can stay. It's, again, like that parole-type system that Russian attorney got in under, which is interesting.
Well,
yeah. So it does take somebody of a high level to get something like this done, and so they'll be able to stay in the U.S. for 10 days. And I thought it was interesting, and the article, I would say, is fairly neutral, especially when it comes to the lefty media and attacking Trump that we see most of the time. It's fairly neutral. But you know what's really interesting that's missing? And I can't say they did it on purpose, but we're talking about Afghan girls coming to a robotics competition. How soon we forget. If it wasn't for George W. Bush and going in there and wiping out the Taliban, those girls would never have gone to school. And that is a fact.
Yep.
And I think that is worth, you know, at least mentioning. You know, you're going to write an article on it, you could at least mention it. You know why? But that shows some sort of success or some silver lining of going into Afghanistan. And you can't do that if you're on the left because, oh, that was terrible and utter buffoonery. And, oh, my gosh. But now you can say part of his legacy, and I said this when the consideration was made to go into Afghanistan. I said, you're not really going to be able to judge for 50 years truly on a legacy of, you know, massive geopolitical things taking place. But here we have just what? Since 2002, what, 15 years later, you have an impact. You have young schoolgirls in a robotics competition coming to the U.S. from Afghanistan. Thank you, George W. Bush, and all the soldiers that helped to make that happen. Dr. Mike's now with us. 627 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick's with me. You want in? 877-975-9825. President Trump mentions his son in that meeting he had and said, hey, anybody would have accepted that kind of a meeting. And you know what? It's exactly what I said yesterday, because it's absolutely true. More on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show at 628, News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Where in the world is President Trump? Where is he? 636 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thanks for tuning in. 877-975-9825. President Trump is in Paris. And if you go to some of the mainstream websites, I can't find the story again. I saw it a little bit earlier when I was doing my research around 4 a.m., and it's kind of disappeared. I'll find it again. But, you know, whatever the president is doing, don't you think that would be part of the daily news cycle? And it'll get some mention, maybe. He's in Paris. Why? Because tomorrow they celebrate Bastille Day. And I think one of the reasons why the media is not talking about it or promoting it as much is because he's the guest of honor in this big parade they do. They've been doing this for, I don't know, the parade and the celebration for well over 100 years. Of course, Bastille Day dates back to, what, the late 1700s, 1789, something like that. And it means, you know, freedom and human rights, basically, for that part of the world was set up at that time. So it's a very big deal. And he's the guest of honor. Now, this President Macron of France, he's not, I don't think he's, doesn't seem to be a big fan of Donald Trump, especially when it comes to global warming. But Donald Trump is the guest of honor. And I think that might be one of the reasons why, kind of playing it down. Anything that is of a positive nature of this president, like no other president we've seen before. I mean, I thought it was blame it all on Bush. We hate Bush. I thought that that reached a new level. And at that time, it did. But now the bar has been raised much higher. And a lot of this stuff is actually, it's not coming from the Republican Party, but a lot of these longtime Republicans that have been up there forever, the old guys in many cases, has been there forever. You know, they're not coming to his defense on any of this Russian stuff or anything else. In fact, they're not driving the bus over him. But they're not asking anybody to put on the brakes, and they're not trying to rescue anybody from going under the bus's wheels. That's for sure. And that's what's different, I think, versus the Bush administration. And one of the reasons why I believe it to be that way is because these old school Republicans see the winds of change blowing. And if Trump is successful, then you're going to get more people coming from the business world to basically try to make America great again. People who really are sacrificing and becoming statesmen and caring more about the United States and its people than so much about how we look to the rest of the globe. And President Trump he's already illustrated that at the G20 summit. I mean, he sent a strong message that, look, America is not going to foot the bill for this, you know, global warming crisis. We're just not going to. We're not going to. That's just a redistribution of wealth on the global level. When it gets down to it, that's really, really what it is. And unless you can get people like China to get serious about it, which all they do is lip service, and yes, in the future we'll do this and that, and they can make very small changes and make them appear dramatic in terms of on paper because they're so dirty now. Right? Because there's so much smog and you can't even breathe their air. They can make the smallest, least expensive changes. America, we have to send, you know, billions, literally. It's not, it is set up to redistribute wealth. It is not set up to actually address global warming, if indeed that's a true phenomenon, in addition, if it's truly caused by humans. So, this president, he is standing up for Americans. This trend, this changing trend, the reason he got elected, is people are catching on to the game that has been played in Washington, for the most part, up until this point. And that is, you vote Republicans in, you get expansion of government light. Okay? With Democrats, you get that full-bodied taste, which means they're tasting your tax dollars. That's the full-bodied taste. And the Republican, it's just, you know, it's Democrat light. It's a long way from Ronald Reagan and his philosophies. Well, Donald Trump is not Ronald Reagan, but Donald Trump does represent, I think, America's concerns and the average American concerns. It's interesting that it takes a billionaire to relate to Americans, average Americans, better than politicians who supposedly were one of us.
That's how whacked out things have gotten.
Really has.
Yeah, I know.
And this is one of the big stories, if you're just tuning in, welcome. The Russian lawyer, that all this hubbubaloo is about, the Russian connection, the woman sent right from the Kremlin and all that. Why was she in the United States? Because we've really tightened things up, even under the Obama administration. As far as visas and stuff go, she was denied a visa under the Obama administration. But somehow they made an exclusion. They allowed her in under a completely different act. Yeah. And this goes to the highest levels of the Department of Justice under the Obama administration. This name ring a bell? Loretta Lynch? Is that the same Loretta Lynch that was sitting on a tarmac with former President Bill Clinton just talking about their grandkids or something? Yes. The same Loretta Lynch that James Comey was supposed to be answering to. That was his boss. That he took it upon himself to say there's nothing here in terms of Hillary Clinton in the investigation that any reasonable prosecutor, you know, would go after. That is the work of the Department of Justice. That's under their purview of whether they decide to follow through. His part of it as FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, you do the investigation, you compile the evidence, and then people in this other department called the Department of Justice, where they're all trained in more specific areas, they would then decide whether or not there's things that are worth prosecuting and whether or not there's a strong enough case. That would not be for you to decide, Mr. Comey. So this same Loretta Lynch that's ensnared in all that, these tentacles everywhere, is the same Loretta Lynch that had to give the green light for the Russian attorney to come to the U.S. to begin with. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it? And how much will the media glom onto that part of the story? Well, The Hill is where I found it. TheHill.com, if you want to check it out. DOJ let Russian lawyer into U.S. before she met with Trump team. So you can check that out. And you might want to because you might not see it in other places. Yeah. But you'll see, Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, and somebody sticking a microphone in his face. Oh, yeah, we're going to get Paul Manafort in here. And, oh, yeah, if he didn't come in, we could use the power of subpoena. This is a Republican. All right. Going after a non-story, a nothing story, falling into that whole media trap. They asked the guy who's up for the FBI directorship now. Okay. They asked him if he thought that it was a witch hunt going after Donald Jr., using the president's own words, right? And he said, I don't believe that former Director Mueller is involved in a witch hunt. You see how carefully he chose those words? Because the witch hunt really is intertwined with the media to a great degree. And so he very carefully separated the two. And it was well done because he even got somebody like Senator Feinstein to say she'll give him the green light as far as voting for him to be the director of the FBI. Very interesting stuff developing. We'll stay on top of it. We'll share it with you. And we'll also get your opinions. 877-975-9825. It's 6:45. Happy Thursday. On the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Thursday, July 13th, weekend right around the corner. And President Trump, he's back visiting Paris again. It's interesting, depending on who you listen to. When I find stories which don't seem to, talk about him as the guest of honor. Yeah, Donald Trump is the guest of honor in Paris. The French president has invited him, even though, according to one article, he has derided the city of Paris several times. Not derided them. This is what he said. Paris isn't Paris any longer. The president said that back in February, implying that the city had been ruined by jihadi attacks. Well, I mean, is there not truth to that? And is that being mean, saying Paris, he didn't say it's a terrible city. He just said, well, it's not the same Paris anymore. The guy's a world traveler. He's been there. And then he went on to say, I represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. That was last month when he said that he would leave the Paris Climate Agreement. Well, that's who he represents, the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. That's not being mean to Paris. That's ridiculous. But that's how some of the media will try to portray it. But the bottom line is he's going to be the guest of honor. And it is a very high honor. Bastille Day is a big, big deal in France. So, the president's going to go there. And look, the attitude of this guy, Macron, he seems like a reasonable fellow in many respects. He knows that, look, we have histories and deep ties. He knows that. And, this is what he said. This is President Macron. He said, what our two countries share is stronger than our differences, given our people and our histories and our values as well. So, yes, there is a disagreement, like I said to President Trump. And then I said publicly, because there is nothing to hide. That being said, it does not prevent us from cooperating in many fields. You see, that's the kind of attitude of cooperation that we want in our foreign policy. And that's exactly what President Trump is getting. You see, you don't have to like him, but there should be a certain amount of respect that goes along with his office and who he represents, which are the people of Pittsburgh and every other city in the United States of America. You see, every human being wants to be liked. And likes to be liked, whether they admit it or not. We all suffer from that. You want to be liked or accepted. You can go into denial and say it's not true. It is true. It's just to what extent. But Donald Trump first wants respect for our country. And the difference is so obvious between him and former President Obama. Obama, it was so important to him to be loved, and he loved the adulation, and he loved to get it around the globe. And so we would go around in a very apologetic way. Sorry, America's a big buffoon with sharp elbows, and I'm so sorry. Because it was more important for him to be liked, because that's going to be part of his legacy, or so he thinks. We all know that in the big bad world, it is actually much more important to be respected than to be liked. And there's at least one blatant difference between the former president and the current.
When you look at Paris, the toughest gun laws in the world, Paris. Nobody had guns but the bad guys. Nobody. Nobody had guns. And they were just shooting them one by one.
Yeah, he was talking about the terrorist attack. And he's right. And he's showing the difference. And why not?
We all have heart, and we all want people taken care of and all of that. But with the problems our country has, to take in 250,000 people, some of whom are going to have problems, big problems, is just insane.
Yeah, I mean, there you have it. Anyway, to sum it up, President Donald J. Trump will be the guest of honor. Bastille Day in France. He landed in Paris not too long ago. And, you know, the media, if they report much on it, some are using it to say, oh, he's running away from the Russia story. Yeah. So here we go again with Russia, Russia, Russia. I laid a pretty good bombshell out on you earlier this morning. I don't know if you caught it. I'll share it with you coming up in the next segment right here on the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:55 right now, 877-975-9825. One of the other things coming up, Kid Rock says that he is going to make a run for Senate. I mean, it looks like he's getting serious. There's a website, kidrockforsenate.com. Don't be confused if you hear the name Robert Ritchie, because that's his real name.
He says that that's him. I mean, he said, yeah, I'm the guy.
Musician Kid Rock said Wednesday he plans to run for U.S. Senate in 2018 in his home state of Michigan. The bid was the first launched as a website, kidrockforsenate.com, which the singer just validated and shared on Twitter. He also tweeted, I will have a major announcement in the near future. And it looks like he's going to be the possible Republican candidate to challenge Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's been elected, well, she's been there 17 years. So will Michiganders think it's time for a change? I don't know. If the Trump election is any indication, it's very possible. More coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.